Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to continue my conversation with Bob Lowry, who is the premier chemist in the pool and spa industry. He also offers a certification course for residential pool care. You can find more about that at lowrycg.com. So that's lowrycg.com. And you can see his courses and also the apps that he created for the industry there on that site. And in today's podcast, we're going to talk about metal staining and things you can do to treat the metal stains in a pool. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. Let's talk a little bit about metals and staining. This is one of the big things that you get a lot when you're out there doing pool service. A customer will point out a stain in the pool and say, you know, can you get rid of that stain for me? And sometimes it's an organic stain. Maybe the last pool service wasn't putting the right amount of chlorine in. They have trees and debris that fall in there. But then there's just metal staining that gets in there from various reasons. So what's the best way to tell a difference if you're just starting out? You don't really know what stain is what. How can you tell what's organic and what's actually a metal or something permanent?
Well, you know, that's one of the first things that you need to do is identify what the stain is. And sometimes you can do it by color. If the stain is turquoise, green, blue-green, it's probably copper. And it's probably copper and sulfate getting together, which is a blue-green color. So you can identify it by that color. It's probably that. Whether or not it's algae is pretty easy to figure out. But one of the things that I ask people to do if you've got a stain is, first of all, see if you can scrape some of it off and catch it. And then there's two things to do. Add a drop or two of chlorine to it and see if it disappears. And the other thing is to add a drop or two of acid to it and see if it disappears. And as metals are dissolved in acid. So you can try a drop or two of acid, and if it dissolves, it's probably a metal. If it doesn't dissolve, it may be algae or a stain from, a piece of lawn furniture or a wheel or something like that that's gotten in the pool. But anyway, the point is to get rid of the metal. You have some choices. If it's a small place, you may want to just try a steel brush if it's a plaster pool and see if you can just brush it off. Secondly, you can use a device that grinds it a little bit, like a underwater sandpaper or something like that. See if you can get it off. There's a device, I don't remember the name of it. It's a little clip that actually holds on to a trichlor tablet. And you can take a tablet and kind of rub it on there. And another device actually has a tube that swirls around the telepole, and you can pour some acid into the telepole, into the tube, and the acid runs down the pole and comes out at the end of the pole where the stain is. And you can use a little bit of acid on a stain in place that way. Probably not good for a very large area. Mm-hmm. So you can do that. But I think, the last thing that you can do, of course, is to add a sequestering agent or to add a bag or one of those little cages that you can put in your filter, in your skimmer basket. And they actually remove the metal. But I do want you to understand the distinction between using a sequestering agent and using a bag in the skimmer.
That would be the See You Later bag, right? The See You Later.
Yeah, the brand is called See You Later or Q Later, and the difference is that if you have metal in the water, metal is in the water in a dissolved state, and you can't see it. When the metal in the water reaches what's called the saturation point, then you can begin to see it above that level. And when it gets a little bit oversaturated, then it deposits that out of the water onto the walls of the pool. And so it makes a stain there. And most of the time it's metal combining with hydroxides or carbonate that make that. And so you can have some amount of metal in the water and there's no problem. When you finally reach a certain level, a saturation point, any more metal, and then you have a problem. And metal comes in the water from all kinds of sources. So metal can get in there all the time. When you add a sequestering agent surrounds the metal ion and prevents it from attaching to a hydroxide or a carbonate or a sulfate, and then it can't form the stain. But the sequestering agent is organic, and that means it is subject to oxidation by oxidizers, chlorine, ozone, bromine, UV, etc., and they will break down. And so you see on the label of a sequestering agent that you need to add it every, you know, week or 2 weeks or once a month or something, because when it breaks down, the metal is now available to attach to those hydroxides or carbonates or sulfates and cause a stain. So you need to keep adding them. If you use a See You Later or a pre-filter on the incoming water, it removes the metal out of the water and it's no longer in the pool. And so the advantage, of course, is that the metal is gone. By removing the metal from the water, there's more room, if you will, in the water to accept more metal. So you can remove some metal from the water and a stain that's on the wall will redissolve back into the pool. And then you can remove that. And so eventually by using a See You Later, you can actually take a stain off the wall. But the other thing that you can do is use a sequestering agent with the chelator. And you can use them together and it will pull a stain off the wall and then the chelator will pull it out of the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so besides draining, that's another way to get the metal out of the
pool. Draining and acid washing is the other way, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the metals, again, the pool, you said, from various reasons. We probably won't cover that here on this recording, but let's talk about the purple dust. This is something that you see a lot with the high cyanuric acid pools in my area, and I know right away what it is when I get an account that has it. It's on the cleaner hoses, it's in the skimmer, it's on all the white parts of the pool, right, on the tile line. The purple dust is not technically a metal stain, is it?
It actually is, believe it or not. The purple dust, I believe it or not, I was the one in our industry that found out what that was.
Okay.
And I found out about it in 1982. I saw these purple crystals all over a pool, and a couple of service techs had called me from IPSA and said, "What is this stuff?" And I couldn't find out what it was in my lab. So at the time, I was friends with a research chemist that worked at Monsanto. And Monsanto was selling trichlor into the industry then. And they were selling a lot of cyanuric acid. So I asked him if he could help me see if any of this was cyanuric acid. And we found out that it is actually copper cyanurate. And you can guess from the name that it's copper and cyanuric acid. And so, but it doesn't happen just because you have cyanuric acid in the pool and you have copper in the pool. Putting the two together doesn't make copper cyanuric. There has to be a set of conditions. And usually the conditions are that the pH had been low for a long time and the cyanuric acid level has been high for a long time. And that causes some copper to dissolve from the copper parts of the plumbing, usually from the heater or somebody adding a copper aldehyde. But in any case, it used to be that people would use a trichlor tablet in their skimmer. And then that acidic water would dissolve part of the heater and it would put copper in the water and the cyanuric level would build up from the trichlor. So now you've got trichlor and copper cyanurate in there. And then the last key was that you could get some ammonia in the water. And ammonia comes from sweat and urine. And when pools are underchlorinated, we get chloramines forming, but also it means that there's some ammonia in the water. So we get ammonia, cyanuric acid, and copper in the water. And then somebody says, gee, the pH is low in this pool, I better raise it. And they raise the pH from, 7.0 or something like that, back up to 7.5 or 7.6, and stuff starts to precipitate out. And so every time they raise the pH, it drops out a little more copper cyanurate. So over a period of time, with pH adjustments, every time they raise the pH back up, they get a little more copper cyanurate on the pool.
Yeah, so the only way to remove that is to partially drain or completely drain the pool, right?
Get the cyanuric acid level back down. Unfortunately, the stuff is a crystal. And trying to remove it is kind of difficult because it's a crystal. Mm-hmm. So it's not easily removed by maintaining the proper water. It won't dissolve back in very well.
Yeah, it doesn't brush off very well.
It's pretty insoluble once you get it.
Yeah.
It doesn't even brush off very well. So usually end up having to acid wash it to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's something that's kind of a newer thing in the industry. I see a lot of posts about that. I'm not even guess that you discovered it because you're behind everything else in the industry. So,
well, actually, and I didn't have a name for it. I went as far as I could take it in my lab at the time, mm-hmm. when I owned Leisure Time Chemical. And I sent some of this stuff to Doug Nelson at Monsanto. And I said, is there any chance that this has got any cyanuric acid in it? And he said, let's take a look. And they did what's called an X-ray diffraction, which at the time wasn't leading edge, but it wasn't something that most labs had. Mm-hmm. An XRF in their laboratory. It was a pretty expensive piece of equipment. So I sent some to him and they ran it. And he said, we had a tough time deciding what this was, but we got the powder print back. And we identified it. It's called copper cyanurate. Where'd you get it?
That's funny.
I said, well, it's in some pool. It's in some swimming pools.
Again, the easiest website to find all the material by Bob Lowry, including his certified residential courses, his consulting, and his chemistry apps, is lowrycg.com. That's lowrycg.com. And of course, you can visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. If you're on the banner, you can click on the podcast icon. And you can scroll down and see the other podcasts I recorded in the series with Bob Lowry. And you can definitely listen to those podcasts also. If you're in the industry and you're just starting out, or if you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. You can learn more again at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.